It's a standalone building on a rural Ladner Road that has been transformed into a noisy tropical oasis for BC's largest sanctuary for rescued and orphaned parrots. While the Greyhaven Exotic Bird Sanctuary operates two refuges in South Delta, it's the expansive three-level operation that is home to 60 parrots, including cockatoos, Amazons, macaws and cockatiels. They are cared for by part-time staff and volunteers. It was a local farming family that offered space to rent for the Ladner Sanctuary 4 years ago. Although a couple of open houses are typically held throughout the year, the exact location is not made public for the birds' safety. It was back in 2016 when Greyhaven's task became enormous after the passing of Wendy Huntbach and the eventual closure of her World Parrot Refuge on Vancouver Island. Greyhaven took on nearly 600 parrots that had survived deplorable conditions after being neglected for weeks following Huntbach's passing. They had been living in dark, dirty, rat-infested enclosures and many of the birds were ill, underweight, mutilated, or injured due to fighting and self-harm. "Pardon the pun, but we basically did it on a wing and a prayer," said Greyhaven Director of Communication Jan Robson. "In the first 6 months we spent $500,000 on vet bills and that was after getting huge discount from the Night Owl Bird Hospital." The rescued parrots were cared for at various locations in the Lower Mainland and on Vancouver Island. Since then, the majority have now been adopted, although about 30 still remain at the Ladner Sanctuary as their 7th anniversary with Greyhaven nears. The rest of the birds with the nonprofit organization have been turned over by owners that have been overwhelmed by the responsibility or simply are no longer in a position to care for them. It's not uncommon for some species, such as macaws and Amazons, to live for more than 70 years. "There are some situations that just breaks your heart. We had one little bird that just came in that is 64 and has lived in her past home for a good chunk of her life," said Robson. "She could easily live another 10 years and she ends up here. We have another one that is 52 where his owner sent his friend here to check us out because he was dying of terminal cancer. He came and took a tour and I told him to take as many pictures as you want so, the owner, knows where he was going to. They were very grateful there was a place for him to, but here's this little guy that has lived with him his whole life." It takes a steady stream of donations, fees from adoptions and ongoing fundraising events to keep the nonprofit society open. "We have twice a year plant sales, online auctions, regular donors and a program where you can sponsor a bird for $25 a month and we will provide photos and regular updates," Robson added. "There is always a need for volunteers too. To find out more about Greyhaven and now to help, visit their website at http://greyhavenbirds.com/.